said, by the way, we used to go to Grandma's and I said, old kid, don't you go out there, that boy with them traps to hurt you all. But we sneak out there, they used to give us coffee and one thing and that.
Yeah.
Big coffee and tin cans.
They'd sneak out back where the stump, where the coal was kept?
Huh?
They stayed where the coal was?
Yeah. So, finally, if they got the crude oil now, they don't need that no more.
Yeah. What about,
Oh, of course, yeah. Grandpa's take that to the last. Then he got old and moved, sold that place and moved back to Biloxi. I mean, they moved to Biloxi. That wasn't in Biloxi before. They moved him. Moved to Biloxi.
Where from in Louisiana, do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. You know about your grandfather's, on your mother's side, his education? You know about his education or her education?
No. The only one I know that I had a pretty good education was my grandma,
yeah.
Tutu's wife.
Okay. Yeah, and you said they were sort of French origins too, right?
Huh?
They were of French origins too.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Miss, we tell me if you were in any clubs or anything like that when you were younger? Do you have any clubs or organizations?
Well, I belong to a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I belong to KC, Maccabee, the Woodman of the World.
What's KC?
Biloxi Benevolence. But when the Depression comes, I quit some of most of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was right. Well, we had a Depression there, we didn't find no fun. One time, I joined the Maccabees, and I was a kid, old man, can't take his hand. It was I'd go show that old building, there was a hall upstairs, stairway going down there, you know, that door.
Yeah.
So, we got up there, they're going to initiate us. Oh man, oh yeah, you would let them over, that's what it was. All right, we could hear them grunting and that, you know. They had a hall, you could hear a fella grunting, but that was made up, you know. Could grunt. There was a transom in that door.
Transom?
Yeah. They throw some hope nuts down that trap that's down on the floor.
Oh, look at
you. Oh. You and I will say, the hell with that goddamn place. He runs downstairs to open the door, he said nobody busted it open. I'll never forget that. That's enough to scare anybody. I was down there, you had a fire howling and threw hog nuts down his
throat.
It wasn't nothing to it when I got in there with it. The fellas, there's a team of them. They teach you that. It's like the KC there. That was a common thing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, what were these groups, McKay's and KC's?
Huh?
What were the KC's and McKay's, things like that?
Well, the KC's, they had from Algiers, they had a team, boy, they was good. They teach them that. So, they had a little room with a bunch of others in there. Not too big.